And it's Wednesday morning. Every Wednesday at about this time, I like to do Fish's Product Pick of the Week. And I think this is a great one this week. AlibiNetwork.com will be linked on ConnieFish.com later today, if it isn't already. And on the phone right now, Helen?
Helen Tracy, spokesperson.
Yes, good morning,
good
Connie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? You
know, good.
Helen, our show always likes to help out with relationships, advice, everything else. So I wanted to, you know, kind of do, this is like my segment, more or less.
Okay.
That I get to have. Mm-hmm. And I thought this was just a great way to help any relationship that might be in trouble or in trouble in the future.
Okay, tell us what AlibiNetwork.com does. What do you guys do?
Well, we do a lot of things, but what we do in general is we provide various alibis for all kinds of occasions. We help provide excused absences for people. We help people out with sensitive issues that maybe they don't want to involve their family and friends with.
Like, give me an example, Helen.
Well, which one of the excused absence or the sensitive issue?
No, the sensitive issue.
I like that one.
Well, for example, you know, now that there's so many women in the workplace working so closely with men, you know, sometimes there's some inappropriate emails going back and forth or phone calls. And we have a situation where one wife was able to find the password to her husband's emails, and she read some emails from a coworker.
Yeah.
And she was not too happy with some of the... you know, the verbiage in there, and she became very suspicious, and so this gentleman asked us to pose as the, you know, the co-worker and call the wife and swear up and down that nothing was going on, and there, you know, apparently was nothing going on. It was just suspicious in nature.
And so you guys do that?
We will, yes.
I love it. Awesome. I know, isn't it great?
Okay.
All right, also, if somebody is cheating on their significant other, you provide alibis for that as well, right?
We will. For example, if you want to get away for a ski weekend with that significant other, we can provide, you know, basically an alibi for you that you are somewhere else.
Like at a seminar, you guys have a database of like over 50,000 seminars and conferences?
Yes.
And you can send the materials.
You can be in Texas on a seminar, you know, learning some new PowerPoint or something like that.
And then you'll actually give them, the materials for that seminar.
Well, basically, we provide a paper trail, yes. You know, an email confirmation. We can get very elaborate.
Wow.
Phone numbers to the hotel, things like that.
Do you ever get people who are really angry with you for doing this, providing that service?
Well, not yet.
No? I mean, has anybody ever found out that it was you guys?
No.
No, really?
Now,
I mean, we certainly have our, it's certainly, you know, that is the controversial part of our business.
Right.
Well, but you guys also will help people. Like, let's say I was dating somebody and I wanted to end a relationship with her because I found somebody else.
Uh-huh.
You guys will actually do that for me as well.
Oh, sure. We can do the breakup call for you.
And
wait, what do you say in a breakup call, Helen?
Well, you know, we can call up and posing as a friend and saying, you know, a variety of things. Basically, the client comes to us and tells us what they want us to do. We can help them out. We have, you know, alibi consultants that will help you out with your idea. But most of the time, people are pretty much know what they want us to do.
I want to be an alibi consultant.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
I know. I love it. Okay, so how would you do what kind of breakup call would you? Would
and
you
what kind of person would be like, I'm going to have my friend call? And,
well, I mean,
break
I know. I mean, you remember when we were in high school? We used to have our girlfriends call for us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same kind of thing, except with us, it's a safe thing. You know, it's always, you know, I remember in high school having, you know, my girlfriend call for me one time. You know, oh, Carolyn can't go on a date tonight. She's, you know, washing her hair or whatever,
right, something like that. Yeah.
Now, the focus, I think, on this whole thing is obviously, you know, for the cheaters and stuff like that. But there is a good situation here. Let's say I'm in a work meeting. And it's like, Connie and I have tons of meetings, and sometimes they get a little bit boring. You can help get us out of that.
Right. Or, and, you know, a meeting situation or a family obligation that you...
Oh, yeah, like Thanksgiving dinner or something
right,
you want to go
to.
Right,
you know, you can't stand your in-laws or, you know, there's a brother-in-law there that just always is really nasty to you. So we can provide, you know, we can make a phone call and make it look like there's... an emergency at work or, you know, your basement's flooding or whatever you want it to be.
Oh, that's awesome.
AlibiNetwork.com. AlibiNetwork.com.
And what we're going to do right now, hey, thanks very much, Helen, for coming on the air.
That's hilarious.
Thanks for having me.
Who's the person who thought up AlibiNetwork.com?
Well, one of the owners thought of it. It's actually been going on in Europe for a while now. They actually got the idea from some European competitors, and they kind of refined it a little bit for the American market.
Okay. I love it.
And, you know, they did a little bit of research and did find out that there's a big need for it here in the States, and so that's what they went with.
We're all scandalous.
Yeah, I know. We don't condone the cheating, of course.
I just have
a
question.
We don't condone or condemn, and, you know, it's not like we came up with the market. I mean, people have been cheating on their spouses since the beginning of time.
So why not capitalize on the whole?
Mike has a question for you.
Now, what if somebody needs an alibi for court? Do you guys do that, too?
No, we don't do it. We do not touch anything like that.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we have a department that looks into all those things, and they screen everything, and they don't take anything like that.
Okay.
All right.
So AlibiNetwork.com is doing financially very well.
Well, we're growing every month.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, Helen, thank you so much. We're going to give away some memberships on the air now, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks. Helen.
All right, 32104 FM.